After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Chapter 12, Krishna Enters Dwaraka. Suta Goswami said, while the ladies of the capital of Hastinapura were greeting Krishna and talking in that way, Krishna, smiling, accepted their good greetings and, casting the grace of his glance over them, departed from the city of Hastinapura. Maharaj Yudhishthira, although no one's enemy, engaged four divisions of defense: horse, elephant, chariot, and army, just to accompany Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is the enemy of the asuras, the demons. The Maharaj did this because of the enemy and also out of affection for Krishna. Out of profound affection for Lord Krishna, the Pandavas, who were of the Kuru dynasty, accompanied him a considerable distance just to see him off. The Pandavas were overwhelmed with the thought of future separation from the Lord. However, Krishna persuaded them to return home, and he proceeded towards Dwaraka with his dear companions. O Shaunaka, Krishna then proceeded towards Kurujangala, Panchal, Shurasena, the lake on the bank of the river Yamuna, Brahmavarta, Kurukshetra, Matsya, Sarasvata, the province of the desert, and the land of scanty water. And after crossing these provinces, Krishna gradually reached the Salvira and Abira provinces, then west of these reached Dwaraka at last. On his journey through these provinces, Krishna was welcomed, worshipped, and given various presentations. And in the evening, in all places, Krishna suspended his journey to perform evening rites. And this was regularly observed after sunset. And upon reaching the border of his most prosperous metropolis, known as the country of the Anarthas, Dwaraka, Krishna sounded his auspicious conch shell, heralding his arrival and apparently pacifying the dejection of the inhabitants. The white and fat bowl conch shell, being gripped by the hand of Lord Krishna and being sounded by him, appeared to be reddened by the touch of his transcendental lips. It looked like a white swan was playing in the stems of red lotus flowers. The citizens of Dwaraka, having heard that sound which threatens fear personified in the material world, began to run towards him fast, just to have a long desired audience with Krishna, for Krishna is the protector of all his devotees. The citizens arrived before Lord Krishna with their respective presentations, offering them to the fully satisfied and self-sufficient one, who, by his own potency, incessantly supplies all others. These presentations were like an offering of a lamp unto the sun. And yet, the citizens began to speak in ecstatic language just to receive Krishna, just as wards welcome their guardian and father. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.